All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Well, Cole, as you know, time, space, all those things are connected.
Of course.
There's a random order to the universe. We don't believe in this grand watchmaker nonsense. It is a totally, you know, chaotic and nihilistic what is even the point?
Right.
Let's go build a big fucking hole. Who cares? So what I've done to determine our new game is I've written the name of some games on this clock face, and then I've put googly eyes on it and scrambled its batteries. This is Clockumon.
Oh, that seems derivative.
Yeah, he's real cute. He's a geary little idiot with metal claw hands and stupid tread feet. And he's a dumb piece of shit, and he's going to tell us what to play next.
Oh, okay. How's he going to do that?
I'm going to get Buffo to train my shitty son. And this is my shitty son, and he's going to be a clockmon, and he's going to tell us what to play.
Okay. Well, if Buffo's on board, I am on board. So go ahead and wind her up.
Buffo on board. I have a little yellow warning sign in my car.
Oh God, we need to make those.
Buffo on board. Something for Lord. So let's get Clockumon here. Let's wind up this little critter.
All right.
Oh, look at him gyrate.
Oh, it's again very derivative.
Yeah. He's oh shit. He's smoking. He's gonna use Thunder Spark. As he slowly, oh, he's burnt out.
Goodbye, Daddy. I love you.
Did you have a contingency plan?
No. It's he's still pointing at a game here. Let me open up his chest. Let me open up his face.
Let me open up my dead dumb son.
Yeah, you open up my shitty idiot son and see what's within. He's pointing to Robopon. Son, so this is probably a typo. Like, he's an idiot. He probably meant to say Pokemon Son.
No. I've got this big, dumb Game Boy cartridge right over here that is Robopon.
Oh, my God. Buffo, please. Please train my shitty cartridge.
I'm Cole Ross.
And this is After Suffering, the show. This is Babjack Duffering, the knockoff show from
yep.
Babjack Suffering Boys.
Look at me. I can't stop talking about progressive politics.
Hey, Cole, what do you think about cum? Hold that thought. How about eggs? Here, hold my dick. Let's talk about balls for a half hour.
Boy, I hate mascot platformers.
Yeah. So I'm an idiot, and I think the Crash Bandicoot is bad. Also, I hate rapists. It's us.
It's them surfering boys.
So welcome to the knockoff. This is the show where we copy off the show.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. We'll play bad games, so you don't have to.
Yeah. Why are you doing this to us? Well, what do we do? This is one of the randos.
Oh, okay.
One of the random ones that I pulled up. And boy oh boy, did I have a hard time emulating this thing.
I didn't.
Okay.
I had a hard time like playing it.
Oh yeah.
Did the person who suggested it, they have anything to say?
Let's take a look here. So this was suggested by somebody named Scott. Terrible okay. Pokemon knockoff. The sequel is just as bad. The first one had a weird internal battery/clock thing that didn't work at all. So
yeah, it's hard for me to call this terrible other than from like an aesthetic sense.
Right.
Like, I think it might actually be kind of cooler, not cooler, but like,
whoa.
You know, whoa. Like an order of sophistication, like more sophisticated than Pokemon. Like some of the things it does is kind of cool.
Right.
It's real flagrant though, and I think that's probably why it was suggested.
Yeah.
Because it is absolutely shameless.
Like the opening shots. Shameless is exactly the word that I wrote down. Like the opening shots of like the little like standoff as the Robopons, you know, face off against each other. It is exactly the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's pretty, and then even just the when you wake up in the bedroom that's laid out exactly the same way.
Yeah.
Go downstairs. You know, there's a couple weird things, because then immediately your grandpa makes you the president, which is a real weird like Divergent Pokeverse.
Yeah. So instead of having a, you know, a strange professor who takes you under his wing, a la, you know, Doc Brown, you have your grandpa who makes you the president of the company. So he's obviously lost his mind.
Yeah. Yeah. So, which makes it kind of sad.
Yeah. But, but yeah, he makes you the president. Also, your dad is there and like, haha, guess what? We have one parent better than you, Pokemon. And then he goes away to work.
Yeah, it becomes Earthbound. It goes from Pokemon to Earthbound. Two shakes. So what even, did you know about this before?
I mean, yeah, like I saw, like it sticks out when it's traded in at your GameStop because okay. of how weird the cartridge looks. It is a hardware curiosity.
What does the cartridge look like?
Just do like a do a Google image search. It's like a big beefy Game Boy Color cartridge, somewhere along the lines of like a Pokemon pinball almost, or a Boktai.
Okay, so it's a long boy.
Yeah.
Oh, because it's got like VR things you can do direct trades.
Yes. Well, it's not direct. It's not direct trades. What it is so it has a battery in it that keeps time, right? So it's a kind of always checking on things. It has a port like an IR receiver where you can Monster Rancher pawns into okay. into your game.
Is this Dragon's Dogma? Fuck. Yeah.
No, if it was Dragon's Dogma, it'd be good. You can randomize different pawns into your game by using remotes and just pressing random buttons as input. And also, along with that clock, and this is a thing that people will kind of write about as a joke, but I can only imagine how annoying it would be. It has an alarm built into it. So okay. you can set it to go off at a certain time of day to like coincide with an event that you want to get, like that you want to take advantage of. And, you know, like a lot of these things, if you leave it dormant, it will just run for years and years. So these things were chirping and singing long after they were forgotten in a drawer, driving parents mad.
it's like push notifications.
Yes.
Before that, like, cause you know, push notifications, fine for email. You know, I don't mind looking at my phone and seeing whether I have an email, but like whenever a game wants to enable them, like get fucked.
Yep. Nope.
Like, do you want to sign into Game Center? No. Like, of course, like, what is literally wrong with you? I could shoot you in the Old West for asking that. And then, do you want to enable push notifications? No. I don't need you to like. What are you talking about, iPhone app?
Yeah, dance, like, Final Fantasy Record Keeper, dance. We got beef. You yellow bastard.
Like, I will fucking slit your throat. you're gonna tell me to enable? Because like, what is the possible?
Even to be marketed to.
Well, that's the thing. It's just like, what is in this for me? My phone is reminding me to play a video game.
Yeah, and get engagement with more content than you would otherwise get.
Break your fucking legs, Record Keeper.
You're an okay game, Final Fantasy Record Keeper, but I want to push you in front of a train.
Yeah, it's not bad, Record Keeper.
Right.
But it's also like takes a long time to get
right. Yeah.
To anything, which sucks. This is not that. This has, you know, dumb push notifications to it.
So seriously, I have firsthand experience in how long these things run, not specifically Robopon, but did you ever have one of those Pikachu virtual pets?
Oh yeah.
It had like a pedometer on it. Did you ever? Yeah. Oh yeah. I set the alarm on it and then couldn't find it in my room because it would only go off for a couple of beeps at 7:00 AM every morning.
Wow. That's tricky.
So yeah, I'd hear it and think like, okay, do I have any more information about where it is? I don't think I ever found it before it actually ran out of juice.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, that's a bummer. That's a dead Pikachu. Those things are valuable now too.
Oh wow, good problem. That's too bad that I lost it.
Yeah. It's sell me. Sell me, Daddy.
Give me new life. Toy Story 3 me, Daddy.
Sell me to another kid, Daddy. I'm Pikachu. Daddy baby. Spark me up and feed me rare candies at night.
Take a step with me in your pocket.
In dark red light.
Yeah,
no. With me all night.
We had those in middle school, which is the only thing that ever got me excited to do the mile run, was that I could power up my Pikachu by wearing it.
Pikachu's gonna love this. Let's go, Cole.
Pikachu, I'm going to die.
Keep running.
Running is never going to work for us, Pikachu. Yeah.
It's like the Pikachu is one of those weird worms that tricks sheep into biting the grass and drives the an ant into biting the grass. And the sheep tries to get you to run, so you'll die, so someone else will find him, like raise him right.
Oh God, it's like a Junji Ito thing. Like,
maybe you'll have a heart attack, Daddy.
Seriously, it's the haunted virtual pet that runs you to death.
It's a creepypasta.
Yep,
let's do it.
Man. But yeah, that's why this this thing is it was difficult for me to emulate. Like, it is literally the only Game Boy ROM that I've had any trouble getting to run, and why this game stuck out to me. Other than that, it is shameless is the word for sure what this thing is. And like, I should be down, okay, Pokemon monsters are great, I like the Pokemon that are robots, all of these are robots, so we're good.
Wait, nope. Have you met Rotom? I have a real problem with Rotom.
Well, I mean, aside from his from the tenets of National Socialism.
Yeah,
It is always okay to punch a Rotom.
Yeah, it's always okay to break a Rotom over your fucking knee. I don't actually like the Pokemon that are machines generally. Mm. And this is literal, like, this is feels like the punchline of the people who are saying, what are you, the next thing you find on your desk is going to turn into a Pokemon. Like, have you looked at this rogues gallery of the Robopon?
Mm-hmm. Oh no, I have. Yeah. In fact, yeah. Gary, I think that we're about ready to play the next installment in our long running series. Which Robopon is cutest? Giddy up. It's Sumito.
I think one is gross and I think the other is cute. Some
Robopon.
They ain't that cute, but I think some are. How about you?
SV Bot. Okay, yeah. So our first pair here, we have Hexarm. Okay. Do some searches. Versus Quack D.
Okay.
Quack D, as you know, Quack apostrophe D.
Okay.
Because everybody knows apostrophes are essential to a good name.
Yeah, and they're definitely real machiney.
Yeah.
Oh, the Robopon wiki. That's Patapon. There's a Robopon and Patapon? Hold on.
Wait a minute.
Can you spell quacked arm again for me, Cole?
No, it's hex arm.
Oh no, I mean quacked whatever the quacked one is.
Quack apostrophe D.
Okay.
All of just our favorite Pokemon, all of those weird legendaries from Pokemon Emerald, they've got the apostrophes. So Robopon latched on to the right thing, I think.
Why isn't there like high res images of these things? Oh, because nobody gives a shit about it.
Because Hudson should have known better.
Yeah, Sunsoft. Yeah. So Hexarm is kind of like a little robot guardian thing. And he's got a spear. Forearms. Looks like a lesser Final Fantasy IV monster that you'd find in Golbez's tower or something like that.
Yeah. He's got a little bit of Rayman action going on there. I don't think his arms are attached. I think there might be like a little bit of a devil thing too, because that might be a trident that he's carrying. Hex arm, like, oh, he might be about ready to hex you.
Yeah, and he's hearing that black snake moan, like he's got that devil in him. Quacked is like a Sheldon figure. Oh, he's Quacked is definitely cuter.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he's like in an egg. He's got the
the little helmet. Cool.
Like, you don't get to chime in yet. Do you even know how this game works?
No, I don't.
I'm just kidding. Quacked is way cuter. Description. He's cute and small. He uses his steel beak to defend itself. Inspired.
So next time he's going to go on Quacked or Quack D, as I say, is going to go up against Vizarg.
Yeah, so I'll take it.
Yep. So
we'll find out in the next episode.
All of the personality and all of the brand equity of Pokemon. I don't understand why anybody needs Pokemon now that Robopon's on the scene.
It's their really worst design. I guess this is like a real testament to the ineffable qualities of things. Mm-hmm. Of design and aesthetics and stuff. Because like, again, mechanically, I think this is kind of cool. It's more modular. Like, you upgrade your little Robopons with parts. They have like different like ability, amount of slots and stuff that they can have, like you know, it's kind of cool, I think. Yeah. You know, not to be too apologetic for this, but I think it's significantly more successful than the Animorphs game we played.
Oh yeah, like it's a completely different thing.
Yeah, like, I mean, it's completely closer to Pokemon, which makes it good.
Yeah,
there's one of them that's literally a friendly toilet.
Which, like, I forgot about the toilet. I read about the toilet.
Yeah, like, that guy's really good. I can get down with Toilet Mon or whatever.
Well, what happens is he attacks you when you walk into like a stall. You're like, think, okay, oh, well, I'm gonna go in here.
Mimic?
Yep, I'm going to believe. Oh, cool. I'm gonna drain the lizard, and then boom, toilet mimic.
You're gonna lose the lizard. We're two idiots who can't stop talking about dicks. He's got two, like, the Toilet Mon is like a hermit crab that got like the fly merged with a toilet. Like, he's got two eye stalks that come out of the toilet part.
Yep.
God, that's a good boy. somebody has typed on a message board like, I wish I had two buttholes when I sat on Toilet Mon, his eyes could go off up both of them. Do you think that's been typed before?
Well, I mean, go ahead and search it out. As your attorney, I would recommend an incognito window.
Yeah, no, I don't play that. I'm just gonna shorten it. So, I wish I had two buttholes because of Robopod. Let's see. Okay. So that's what her second butthole is called, is the first result. I have two buttholes. Ask me anything, Reddit.
Oh, yeah, that's...
I have two assholes. Pretty fucking weird. I understand that.
Yeah.
I'm in tears because I'm laughing and scared. Oh, geez.
I mean, isn't it just called a fistula? I mean, don't Google image that, but...
Oh, no. Yeah, yeah. Do not Google image such a fistula. I mean, they're kind of similar. Like, you know, I mean, like, fistula is no good.
No.
Yeah, this got dark. Let's go back to the sunny world of Robopon.
Yeah.
Let's go back to Toilet Boy in his purest form. No, but nothing says he has to be a usable or used toilet. He could just be a new toilet. And when you walk into a Home Depot, you're not, like, grossed out by all the new boys.
Right. But, I mean, that toilet mimic is going to fall asleep somewhere. He's going to let his guard down for like 1 second, and then all of a sudden he's forever unclean, you know.
But he's safe from Freddy. Like, he'll never get Freddy.
Well, you know, on the balance, then it all comes out just fine.
That's my catchphrase. Leaving me.
I'm safe from Freddy.
It all comes out good in the end. Drown your little Pika friend in me, Cole.
No, I'd rather not. I'd rather not, sir.
Call a plumber. He's my lover.
what a strange relationship too, because, like, you know, if the plumber is the lover, the lover's, like, entire thing is like a codependent kind of deal where, you know, lover is synonymous with I will come and fix you.
Oh, sure.
Like, I'm a project.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this is a powerful metaphor, man.
Yeah, no.
Like, this actually relies, like, Robopon applies to a lot of relationships.
I think I might like Robopon, because the other thing is the writing in this is pretty funny.
You know, I didn't get very far in it. It was moving too slow, and I was a little pressed for time in a weird way that I didn't expect.
Yeah, well, this may be an awful lot of runoff goodwill from the fact that I was made president.
Yeah, like, president of the company.
Yeah.
But it is doesn't very funny. Say that line is very funny, where it's like,
it doesn't say president of the company. It says, hey, I'm going to make you president of Robopon.
Well, he says earlier in the conversation, they're talking about their company.
Mm.
Not to like shit on your fun. I'm just saying they do talk about being,
Robopon is terrible.
Yeah. Like, talking about this Robopon thing that they have. And they're I guess I'm going to die. You get to be the president. I don't really understand. You know, that's very weird.
Yeah. It's a weird, it's a weird nepotistic Charlie and the Chocolate Factory,
like president toddler. You know? Like, it's a really weird, like, you know, shitty movie.
I've watched President Toddler.
I like the idea of President Toddler. Kate Beaton has a book called King Baby, which I like. That has appeal to me.
Oh yeah,
the idea of King Baby. It's pretty cute too, because it's Kate Beaton, and I bet you it will be funny.
Oh yeah.
Tell me more about the writing, if it gets good, other than getting turned into a president, because I didn't play too much of this, like I said.
It's it has a distinct voice that is very loud. It's much louder than the Pokemon voice is. I can't recall any specific lines, but like you're being chased after by what's the bully's name? Like Biffo's goons or something like that.
It's actually on the message board. I think somebody referenced these guys, or it was in a review. For this thing,
yeah, it sounds like facts. I'm struggling about this, but like it, you know how Pokemon has kind of a subdued kind of tone to it, even though it is cute. But like some of the stuff here was just like, oh, they're swinging for the fences, and I might be down with that.
The name of the goon is Bisco.
Bisco, yeah,
yeah, that's weird.
Bisco's goons are coming.
Yeah, put an end to Bisco's goons' treachery and more, says Shyadon.
Yeah.
Story 10 out of 10.
So something, oh gosh, we need to get to those reviews, because people got a chip on their shoulder about this game.
Yeah, very much so. The people, there's a lot of like, do not be one of those filthy Pokemon purists.
Yep.
You know, and like the games you may also like over on the right, like Survival Kids and Towers : Lord Banif's Deceit. I don't play these Game Boy Color games.
Have you not heard of Survival Kids?
No, I don't know what Survival Kids is.
It's like a weird Game Boy Harvest Moon kind of thing, where you're a castaway. It's like you and your sister, and you have to do Harvest Moon stuff to stay alive and get off the island.
That sounds
cool. It's pretty simplistic, but it's like it was one of those early Game Boy Color games that I wanted to get a hold of because I read about it at a magazine, but I could never find it in a store. So once emulation became available, like that was the first thing that I went after. Survival Kids turned into the Lost in Blue series on DS.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you ever get you some of Warlocked?
Warlocked. People on Slack have talked a lot of sugar about Warlocked, to the point where it got suggested as a WoF game.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, well, it's a real-time strategy on Game Boy, right?
Yeah, it's like a Warcraft 3 GBC game.
No,
so
I mean,
I'm into it.
The description, I mean, you know, I'd have to like play with a guide or something like that, because I have to imagine that interface is just a toilet and not a toilet mimic, which I would be down for.
Sure. It's pretty hard. I mean, the problem with Warlocked is it's like super, it is simplistic and it's super zoomed in.
Yeah.
It's more interesting historically than anything else, because it's like it's on the Game Boy Color.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, but it was like a super deep Game Boy Color experience, which like I can get down with.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, man, I'm trying to think back to it. There were not as many Pokemon clones on the Game Boy Color as I would have initially thought.
Dragon Quest Monsters or whatever.
Yeah, Dragon Quest Monsters, Magination is another one.
Yeah.
This one right here.
Yeah, I don't... I was surprised, since this is, you know, one of the all-time most successful video games in history, it was not knocked off more.
Yeah.
Which would make sense.
I wonder if it was just too much design resource, because obviously, like, Hudson is a big studio. You know, they're basically Nintendo's second party, right? So,
Sort of.
But just the idea that they would have had, you know, the design resources. I don't know that everybody would be able to come up with 150 distinct designs and put that in. Like, it seems like a bigger ask. Like, you look at the Animorphs game and there's like five animals you can turn into in that.
Yeah. It's it goes to show, it speaks to the quality of Pokemon. Mm-hmm. Like, looking at this, you know, it's just like, oh, like this is what it's missing. Even if you don't like Pokemon, like, you know, at least as far as like appeal and kind of colorfulness, you know, it could be way worse.
Yeah. It's weird, right? Because we talked about this during the Pokemon Yellow Live episode, but we saw all these kids just being drawn to our huge poster of the original 151. And like, at the time, I think we interpreted it as, oh, these designs have an incredibly lasting appeal. How much of that is just the Disney like hegemony that Pokemon has?
I don't know. I think it's probably, there's a little bit of that, but also they're like pretty cute, weird designs.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of just it being a trailblazer, like it being the first of those.
Yeah.
You know, because the thing about these Robopon designs, like, if you look at they're not like this is kind of a cute little robot. Mm-hmm. Sunny the robot. Like, he's not like, he looks like a cute little robot.
Yeah.
He's fine. You know, these aren't like bad designs. you know, they're just not good, good, good designs.
I suppose. You know, like, they're a little noisy. Like the
yeah,
it's very hard to interpret.
There's not open space. Yeah. Well, because they're fucking machines.
Yeah, they're robots, so they have to have gears and bolts and shit.
Cool.
Yeah.
The fucking machine robot.
the one that had the cameo in Burn After Reading.
Yeah, I was just about to say that the exact same joke, but I was taking a breath. I couldn't get it out.
High five, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, that is one of my favorite all-time smug Clooney faces when he sets that into motion.
It's really, really good.
Can we talk about how underrated Burn After Reading is?
Burn After Reading is really funny. Yeah, it's real good. I don't always feel like the Coen Brothers comedy stuff always works.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I'm more of a Coen Brothers drama boy.
Oh yeah.
You know, I think all of their dramas more or less work to some degree in about half their comedies.
Right, right.
And Burn After Reading is good. It's real light, mm-hmm. but it's funny. I got, like, for me, the thing with that movie was like a lot of it was well-worn territory. Mm-hmm. You know, it's stuff they had kind of done before.
Yeah. The hapless people stumbling into, you know, something bigger than they are. Yeah.
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 And I feel like the kind of ineptitude of government and organization, mm-hmm. kind of stuff is a well they go to a little bit too much in their comedies.
Yeah, yeah,
that kind of thing. It's still like good, but
mm-hmm. For me, it's carried almost entirely on the casting.
Yeah, yeah. Brad Pitt's a miracle in that movie.
Yeah, Brad Pitt, John Malkovich, J.K. Simmons, like it's fucking great.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's real weird to like think about it, but like I'm such a big Brad Pitt fan, and it's never would have thought that, but like he's fantastic. Like, I think he's a really great actor.
That has to be holdover from the 90s though, because there was a time where it would have been weird to say, oh, Leo DiCaprio, oh, you mean the guy from The Beach? Yeah. Like, no, like, I mean the no, I mean the guy from like the guy from Shutter Island. Oh,
yeah.
like the bedhead kid from Titanic. No, the fucking aviator.
Yeah. Like, even though I still think DiCaprio like still looks like a little kid too much to actually have a physical presence in anything.
It's like, kind of weird how he's aged.
Yeah,
he doesn't have that like deal with the devil Robert Redford aging that Brad Pitt has.
No. Like Brad Pitt will just continue to look like saltier and like, you know, better. Yeah. Whereas like there's just more lines on Leonardo DiCaprio's face.
Yeah.
Like he just gets more like shriveled and wizened stuff as he grows. Like the if you just kind of put him in one of those like Facebook age simulators, eventually it'd just be a big scribble in the middle of a page. The end, like this face just drawing into a asterisk of hell.
Yeah, it's just a child's pencil drawing of a dust bunny.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I forget the fucking machine. They're fucking machines.
Oh, yeah.
That got us off on that. Let's trace it back.
Yeah. I mean, just kind of Robopon, I guess.
Yeah.
You know.
No, like yeah. So yeah, they're machines, and there's some of them that have distinct designs. It's bizarre that they tried to make this series happen, that it landed. Yeah. Like there's Robopon 64, there's like a Game Boy Advance one of these, even though here in America only one version of the pair actually came out. We only got mm-hmm. Sun. We didn't get Moon.
Yeah, sad. yes, like I wasn't trying to do the Trump sad. I'm just trying to say sad. Don't steal that word from us.
So list of things to take back, Gary. Our to-do list is getting really big.
Yeah.
Cuck, sad.
Yeah, that cuck, women's reproductive rights.
Oh, okay, yeah, of course.
Let's get it back.
Might as well.
So yeah, I mean, I don't know if I have that much more to say about Robopon.
Explain the system, like the upgrade system, a little bit to me, because that's something that I didn't really get. Like I saw that it was there and that there were more moving parts. That's not a machine joke. It just really is. Like you have an option of like whether or not to use these energy balls or EBs, but I had no idea what they did.
So I didn't go deep into it. I read a real summary of it. So like these frothing Robopon fans from the reviews, like. Mm. They're listening. They're gonna flip the shit. It's essentially just like modular. The way it sounded like from not actually interacting with it, because I didn't get very far, is that you can kind of change out your characters have slots. So they have like a mech, like they have an arm slot and a leg slot, and you can put like the arm blade or the arm gun in there. They have different kind of properties and such, which is a different way of doing, as opposed to just like, you know, rock, paper, scissors, gun. Paperweight, you know, that like infinite rock paper scissors thing that Pokemon does, which I actually, you know, I like kind of doing that complexity to more something that appeals to, you know, always appeals to me, which is like character and avatar customization.
Yeah.
So that's what it sounds like. I have no idea how successful it was because I didn't play Robopon, but I did come away from this feeling like, or didn't play very much of it, but I did come away from it feeling like, you know, man, if I see this for cheap at a retro game show, you know, and it's like $5, like I might pick it up and try it because I that appeals to me a lot.
Yeah. They are, they're like, there are people on boards talking about how to replace the batteries inside of these things too. So there is, at least on GameFAQs, a concerted conservation effort to try and keep these Robopon out in the wild. Imagine some weird alternate history where Pokemon died on the vine, but Robopon took off. And then all of a sudden, like, FromSoft gets in the game and they make an official licensed Robopon Armored Core game.
I get that. Or like a Front Mission 5 Robopon Unite or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Into it.
Yeah. This, I cannot get over this review by Ethereal Blue.
The reviews are really good in general. And I feel like I didn't read all, because again, there's a lot of stuff here. There are, what is this, 8 reviews. All of them, I bet you, have something to them.
Yes.
The Ethereal Blue one is the most antagonistic, I think.
Don't be fooled by Pokemon Lola reviewers like Nintendo Power. Trust my honest review of this gem.
House Pokemon has dishonored us one too many times.
When I first heard the term Robopon, I was reading a review for it in Nintendo Power. That's what he says. I'm going.
That's what you. That's a. Have you ever heard the term? It's a big county get bang bang thing, but you talk about fingering, like flipping through vaginas, like you do a book. It's a read thing. Like, that's the first thing.
Let me alphabetize these labia.
Yeah, yeah. Under L, labia, comma, major. And right behind that, labia, comma, minor.
I'm just gonna just rifle through this.
We got all the parts from Z to V.
Jeez.
Anywho, continue.
They were accusing it of being a Pokemon clone and how it was so unoriginal that it made the game awful. They accused them of stealing Pokemon terminology by using the Elite Eight. Parentheses. Elite Eight is actually a term used to describe the remaining 8 participants in a quarterfinal sort of a tournament. I went to a Blockbuster and rented this game, and suddenly my respect for Nintendo Power's reviewing system vanished. Obviously blinded by their copyright, by their biased copyright infringement idea they got from playing the game, it clouded their overall fair judgment. I'm going to go down
here. Graphics, 10 out of 10. Like, whoa. Sound 8 out of 10.
And what's hilarious is, so this guy, he comes out here firing on all barrels, but every one of these categories has a parenthetical system wise or genre wise. So he's hedging, like, you know, just, you know, on a curve for the entire thing. Like, the graphics on this are not that bad for the Game Boy Color.
No, but it's still, you know, 10 out of 10 on the curve. Like, that's not how the curve works, bud.
Right.
You know, like,
yeah.
But I assume you're moving down to gameplay, parentheses, genre wise 10 out of 10.
Go for it.
Nintendo can shove their reviews up their big fat biased ass. The gameplay isn't as Pokemon like as they said it was. What a crime. Turn-based one-on-one battles with backup fighters is about the only thing these games have in common. Robopon don't gain abilities by leveling up. Quite the contrary. You had to buy and attach parts to them, including weapons and elements. And then you kind of continue. They can shove the review. Like, are you starting the review over? Can you just remember how bad you were? Like,
electricity doesn't affect airborne fighters like it should. This has always been a problem for me when looking at the Pokemon theories. The fact that ground does damage to rocks, electricity does extra damage to air. What the hell? None of that crap in Robopon. It all makes sense. Robopon also boasts a lot of status effects instead of ripping their effects from other RPGs like Pokemon did. Who's the copyright infringer now?
Oh my god!
Like, this guy's reading him the Riot Act. Like,
first, Pokemon has like burn and freeze, which are and toxic, which are at least, you know, semi-unique at the time. And then also that's a real feature, not a bug. Like, these things probably have like desynced or something, but it functions the same thing as poison.
Exactly.
You know, but you have like but then you have to learn what desynced is. Story. Your grandfather says he's too old to run the company and decides to let you run it. Wow, that's one hell of a birthday present.
Smiling Kirby emoticon.
Oh my god. Multiplayer. Very Pokemon-like, I'm gonna write a response to this. My rebuttal.
But no, it's a 5 out of 5. So it's purely average.
Oh, okay, because yeah. I was gonna do a real Ruth Bader Ginsburg descent.
Like, you mean Ruth Bader Ginsburg?
Yeah. Like, so you say. Other things, the game pack is really cool. You have the option of turning on the special alarm that goes off. The game comes with an infrared port,
so you don't have to worry about having a Game Boy Color here.
I hate that Nintendo did that. Once again, don't mistake this for a Pokemon ripoff. Oh man,
I hate Nintendo Power because of the review of this game. Look to EGM for unbiased, honest review. Do you mean look to you? Like because
Gamergate.
Yeah, Proto Gamergate. Like 2003, this guy is straight up repping the complete erasure of objective truth, and you know the strongman owning the reality.
Overall, the game that changed my outlook on the Nintendo Power functions, it worth a play to anyone, though kids might want to rent it. Yeah, weird. The moral of the story, just because a game ends with on doesn't make it a Pokemon ripoff. Chucks a Molotov at Nintendo Power for their blasphemy. Jesus Christ, buddy. Calm down, Ethereal Blue.
Do you want to follow some of his rabbit trail? Because
here's the thing, is there's like other good reviews, but this is a gift. I
want to read a positive review of a game that I really love and see if he uses the same specious reason. Oh, obviously. No.
this guy's got good taste in games. It's like Vagrant Story, Final Fantasy Tactics, Final Fantasy 2.
Well, no, he's just a Square fanboy. Like, he's just riding that wave.
Yeah.
And I'm a Square fanboy too, but like don't mistake that for taste.
Yeah.
he's got the same metrics, genre-wise, system-wise, etc. Gameplay. This, of course, is what makes Final Fantasy II my favorite game of all time. The gameplay is splendid and the game is massive. You have three world maps to wander and explore here. Okay, three maps.
That's really weird. Like the moment you go underground is kind of cool.
Yeah.
But I don't think anybody's gonna like go to bat for
the moon's a fucking bummer.
Yeah.
This guy's a fucking wreck.
Yeah, this guy has a real problem. The other thing section of these reviews is really special.
Oh yeah.
I don't know this guy.
For Jesus freaks, there's plenty of religious reference. Example, Tower of Babel, as in the Tower of Babel from the Bible.
From the Bible. From the Bible.
For all you Jesus freaks.
Well, what do you do when you find out you were a Jesus freak? Hopefully Final Fantasy 2.
Yeah. Had wicked robots and shit. Like, I know that's not in the Bible, but I'm fine with it.
Man, this kid.
Milo Yiannopoulos.
Looking at his opinions, like, he seems kind of on the right track about some things, mm-hmm. which kind of drives me a little bit crazy.
But like, he's on the right track about some stuff that is like uncontrovertibly true.
That's what it is. It's just like
There's nothing controversial about liking Final Fantasy II or Vagrant Story.
I guess that's true. But I mean, he gives Spyro Year of the Dragon 3 out of 5.
Right.
Which, you know, and that's probably about right. Maybe a 2.5 out of 5, you know.
Yeah.
But that's that guy. I'm trying to see it just a real quick because I don't want to end on a down note. We can end there. Is there any other good reviews here? It's real weird the fiefdom that comes from this, though, because like, I'm not a fan. I'm just giving a sincere review. Mm-hmm. Do you think that Ethereal Blue just scared everyone into submission?
Oh God!
For this, like long shadow. You know,
well, I mean, like, that's the way GameFAQs works in a way, right? Like, you'll look at the thanks section, and it's almost always includes a list of other FAQ writers.
Yeah,
about that thing. Like, that has to be the way the reviewers work as well.
The it's actually, looking at these, a lot of these reviews have the same kind of thing. I don't know if they're Ethereal Blue alts, but it's like. Yeah, they're a review. Does Pokemon have software parts or dungeons? Nope. Like, well, hold on, my friend. Yes, it has dungeons.
Yeah, it has dungeons. Also, it has software. Like, TMs are discs.
Are explicitly discs that you stick into your Pokemon's buttholes to give them moves. Like, it is. What a bunch of, like, God. I want to take all these kids and teach them to be a little bit more secure.
Yep.
Like, it's okay, guys. Like,
I mean, man,
who are you arguing with?
Like even somebody who's willing to take the, willing to take the game to task. God fuck me. Who's a little bit more like reserved in it. So Return of RPG Monkey, they're the first person that I've seen actually rate something in points. So they decided to give the story an 8.1 out of 10. Graphics a 6.6, sound a 7.2. Like I want to see this guy running experiments. there's a fact by a user called Catman that is one of my favorite genres of game fact, which is the stream of consciousness narrative that is the person writing jokes as they go along, like I wake up, or the game starts with me waking up in bed. That's really original, lol.
I actually hate one of that format. Like, I know you don't actually like it, but it is impossible to actually like get information from.
Give me bullet points.
There's no division. Yeah, there's no division of areas or anything. It is just like prose.
Yeah.
About the Catman. Catman is 14 years old, lives in Spain. The first rule of the Catman is don't tell anybody about the Catman. Unless it involves giving him money, then it's okay.
If you don't
like 14-year-olds writing information to put on the internet for whatever reason, please not write me and go stuff yourself. I like the Catman, actually. I'm counting on the Catman 180 degrees.
If you want to argue with the Catman about his position on the Sega Dreamcast, let's just say it's not his favorite subject. Follow directions above, i.e. go stuff yourself. I don't want to hear what you think of it. Catman has a fan club called the Catketeers, which currently holds 12 members. That's, I mean...
Oh, shit. Man, that's more people than listen to Dead Idea Valhalla.
In this game, like, he got a very early start.
Asking, is that easy? You have to sing the song too?
Yeah.
Catman has written facts on Sacrifice, Azure Dreams.
There we go.
Okay. Fallout 2. Oh, an M-rated game for all you schmucky parent types who think I shouldn't post facts due to me being 14! And Sanity Aiken's Artifact.
I have no idea what Sanity Aiken's Artifact is, but that sounds great.
Aiken's Artifact. Can all you kiddies say 5? I know you could. Again, Catman's email is cgallagher@cablespeed.com. I'm going to make us fans real quick.
Okay.
And then next time we're recording, I'll update.
Okay, cool.
I never heard back about the last thing I did this for. So
you never heard back about the Pest Terminator.
No,
stuff?
I never got any Pest Terminator merch. Just said, come on, After Suffering Army.
Something that I don't like about this is he's got a real chip on his shoulder about Atlas and about Persona, like everything, like anytime something bad happens, like, oh, it's kind of like Persona 2 Original Sin, right? Lol.
That's unfortunate. Yeah. Is it Catketeer is like k-a-t-k-e or I
e-e like Mouseketeers, Catketeers. Okay. Yes.
Okay. Can me and my friend Cole join the Catketeers?
Yes.
Dear Catman.
Like, he's going to see the at duckfeed.tv and he's going to come at you.
I'm not going to join this at duckfeed.tv. It's going to be from our personal. Like, I don't want this as, in case the network dies, I want to still be a Catketeer. My name is Gary and.
Oh, God, Gary. He was 14 in 2001, just like I was. You're writing to a 29-year-old man. Okay. My friend Cole is your age.
I found your fact or your review. I know your fact.
That's a fact. I mean, come on. He's contributing to the community, and he's also thanked in most of the other facts.
We loved it. My friend Cole is your age. He's gonna think I'm so much younger than you are. He's like, you're my guardian. Like, you're my big brother. My friend Cole is your age. Can we still?
You're writing to a 30-year-old Spaniard.
Be Catketeers.
We will sing the song. What is the song? We'll sing it.
Yeah. What is the song, Lil? We will sing. Thank you, Gary. Okay.
So what's hilarious about this is. Sometimes when we do this, the creator reaches out. The creator, I want to be the guy, tweeted us.
Yeah.
The creator of Peach the Lobster.
When we do this, it's like when we do
right.
The show,
like when we actually cover something on the show. But I think that Katka is really going to come around. I think he might be. We haven't talked about the battle of good versus evil, but I think we might have somebody. We might have a tail spinner.
Well, Zephyr Blue is definitely Forces of Evil.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, he's got Molotov, so we got to watch the fuck out.
Sanity, Aiken's artifact. The main character, Agent Nathaniel Kane, was voiced by Ice-T.
It's okay. We'll put that on the back burner for okay. things we can
but it was, bring to the show. But it was developed by Monolith. What the fuck?
I don't know. Anywho.
That might be probably, everything that I have.
Yeah, that's good. This is good. So thanks everybody for listening.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Scott, for recommending this. This is one of the randomly generated episodes. We do one or two of these a month. Go to duckfeed.tv/suggest, or sorry, go to abjectsuffering.com/suggest. There's a little form there on the new site, and those go into the big old pool. Don't worry if you have don't worry about whether or not a game has been suggested before. If a game is suggested twice, it goes on to our polls for premium episodes.
Yes, which makes them more likely to happen.
Yes.
Yeah. If you want to support, if you want to get in on all that jazz, if you want to dictate games, things like that, you can go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv.
Yeah.
Kick us a couple bucks a month. You can get free premium episodes of this show. Not freemium episodes. There's no like in-app, you know, insert three credit, you know, suffering yeah. bucks.
Not for lack of trying.
Yes, yeah, we've been trying to play this down like yeah. a heart from hell.
do you want some push notifications?
Yeah, wink. We'll send you a push like dollar for Patreon. We'll send you a pedometer here.
Mm.
Can I
ride you?
Put me on your belt, Daddy.
Buffo on board. So, but yeah, that's how you get the premium episodes of the show, along with your perks, and also, you know, a month early. They after a month, those premium episodes drop to the store. We have a lot of them now, and about a lot of good stuff. Some of our best work on the show actually is in those. Mm-hmm. Recently, we had the Anamorph show, which we made a couple of references to. The 50 Cent episode. I just listened to American Gladiators app. Mm-hmm. For the first time in a while. That one's a lot of fun. Go check those out. Those are at duckfeed.tv/store.
It's a good time. Like we you know, we want to provide value for our patrons, and we want to provide things but you know, it is important. You know, helps pay our rent, all mm-hmm. that stuff. So it is in general, it is a huge thing. We think it is, we're putting out good stuff, and we hope you'll like it if you like the show. The other thing you can do if you like the show, ratings, reviews, on iTunes. It's been a little while since we've had one. Mm-hmm. And telling your friends, kind of spreading the word, is very useful.
No, we had one very recently, and I want to call out at least the subject line for it, which is funny and informative.
Appreciate it.
Yes, I appreciate it as well.
Yeah, it is you know, and is not the these two dipshits can't stop talking about their spum. What's wrong with them? You know, like, which is what I expect every time, you know, we put out one of these bad boys.
Right, right. But it's fun. We wouldn't change it. Yeah. Like,
oh yeah, I'm not gonna stop talking about
it. Oh, come on, man. Like, it's too hilarious to stop. Like,
yeah, yeah. And it feels good.
Yeah.
And I can't. Anywho, thank you very much. We will see you guys in a week. And until next time, fuck Nintendo Power.
Yeah.
And who is Cat Dog?
Who is Pawn Dog?
Pawn Dog? I'll take Pawn Dog.